Tola b'dat atma versus tola b'betin, and where it applies and where it doesn't apply. Today we're going to speak about when someone is considered tola b'atma as opposed to tola b'betin. So the Mishnah gives an example of a person who is on the Sanhedrin and knows that they're wrong, or a person who is a Talmud and roi lahora. The Gemara on Bet Amud Bet asks why we need both these cases, and it says to teach you that even if a person is gomir velo savir, initially it mentions also Savir v'lo Gamir, that he is considered Tola B'dat Atzmo. Abaye responds to Rava with a question about this. Rava reformulates it. What's interesting is that in Rava's reformulation, our Girsa has Afilu Gamir v'lo Savir, Savir v'lo Gamir, like initially. Rashi and Tosfot, though, in their Girsa of this reformulation, they don't have Savir Velo Gamir as an option. They have only Gamir Velo Savir. Meaning it could be that the only way you're considered Tola B'dat Atzmo is when you're Gamir, not just Savir. Meaning you've learned and not just you have the ability to think. Just one second. Now, the question that needs to be addressed here is the relationship between the phrase used in the Mishnah and the interpretation of the Gemara. I'll explain what I mean. The Mishnah speaks about a certain type of person. Talmud Haroi Lahora. The Gemara speaks about a certain learning that's been done. Gamir, Savir. And particularly, one could understand the learning to be related to this particular topic and not who he is as a person in general. So this is an important question. In order to be Tola B'dat Atzmo, do you need to be a certain type of person? Echod Mehem? Or at least a Talmud who's Roi Lahora, now whatever that means, Gamir or something. Or is it about having certain knowledge about this situation? That's enough. Yes, Devorah.
Yeah, we just weren't quite sure when it says, Tana Ratwa the Horami Mishnah
Yisera. From the fact that it's the extra thing is mentioned, right? Not from the words, but the extra thing is mentioned. Okay, so if you take a look at the Meiri, the Meiri seems to speak about it being a certain type of person. The Meiri writes, second source on the Makor sheet that you have here, Farbiyana Shakol Shiyada B'Taus V'Tah B'Mitzvah Shema Devi Chacham Eina Korah Tol B'Daz B'Vezdin V'Los Tavar V'Ra La'af She'Eina Roi La'Hora Ho Mikom Akom Talmid Hu Samochu Al Hora So V'Eina Tol B'Vezdin. Meaning, since at least he's a Talmid, he relies on his own Hora and he's not dependent on the Bezdin. But if he wasn't even a Talmid, if he's just a person who knew something here, that wouldn't apply. And that you see clearly in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the first source here, the end of the piece, V'chein im tala bi'atzmo, v'ochal chelev hakeva shahor lahatir, lo, I'm sorry, I want to be there with the part, the middle part, v'med v'armurim, k'shaya zesh yada shetau chacham o talmud she'egir lahora, avalim haya am ha'aretz, harei ze pater, she'ein yediyaso bi'isurin yediyah vada'it, meaning, even if he thinks he knows something about this case, it's not a real yediyah. Even though he has some yediyah here, and he thinks he knows, since he's not a level of a Talmud, his knowledge is insignificant, and he's considered Tali B'das Bezdin. This is in contrast to who speaks about it being a knowledge in this situation thing? The Rush. Right. Let's take a look at the Rush. The Rush emphasizes that you don't need Roy Lahora. Whoever is Das is not masking the Das Bezdin. The first of Rush here on the Mishnah. He explains what the Gemara says. And then he says, Velomi by Roy Lahora. Ela afilu gamer velo savir. Vinira lo lafima shelamat sheto be Bezdin. Chayev, the chol shein data maskemis ladas bezdin tol b'das atzmo. And I think this is meduyak in Rashi as well, that it's very localized. Look at Rashi, when Betam and Bet in the beginning, gamir lamad hadavar savir mevin davar mitoch davar. You learned this sugi, you understand in general, not that you have broader knowledge. And it seems this way in the Yerushalmi as well. Those Rush quotes this Yerushalmi in Betam and Bez. Says, Ma'anukam, what's the case? If he knows the whole Torah, but not this, so then He's nothing. But in viyodeo so adavar, ben eni adar kol haTorah, Shimon ben Azai who ate also adavar. He's like ben Azai as far as this halacha, and that's enough, even if you don't know anything else.
Couldn't that be a certain type of person? Like, you have to be like Shimon ben Azai?
Well, the Rishami doesn't seem to say that, because Rishami says if he only knows this and nothing else, he's like Shimon ben Azai in this issue, and then he's mazed.
Yes, then he's like the person Shimon ben Azai.
Right. Or you could in this issue. That. It's enough to be in this issue, that makes you enough. Right. Yeah.
In
the Gersa
of our Gemara, it says
Sadr Gamir.
Is that
included? That says Gamir. Also Sadr Gamir, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's also Sadr Gamir. Is it saying that, like, let's say you don't know this particular issue, but through your own logic, you knew
it? I know, you tell me. Is that what it's saying?
Like someone from the
definitely sounds that way, right? You can understand why Rashi and Tosas don't quote that part. That should be enough, right?
So would that fall into the Tosfot HaRash's category?
Did the Rush have that?
The Rush doesn't talk about it. I don't know.
Oh, it sounds like that's what he's implying when he says anyone who has his own opinion, meaning he doesn't have to be gummier, he just has to be severe.
Well, it could be his opinion has to be based on something. Not necessarily in general, but based on something. So the Rush, continuing that piece, brings two proofs for his assertion. First, the Mishnah on Daf Dalet. The Tanan b'Mishnah l'Kaman, Shogegin v'Asu Mizidin. The Bezdin is Shogeg, but the people are Mizidin. Pturim. Alma. Kevin denira l'Tzibur Shato lo aviara. Since it seems to the Tzibur that they made a mistake, it's not a Horah that generates a Ptur for them, that generates a Chiv of the Rabbim. What do you mean it seems to the Tzibur that they made a mistake? The Tzibur includes all kinds of people. So you see, that people who feel otherwise, they're not told to be das Bezdin. So he says the same thing should apply to a Yachid. The same thing should apply to a Yachid. Now here, we can go back to what we said yesterday. There's two different issues one can discuss. There's a case where a Yachid sins alone, and there's a case where a Yachid sins as part of a Tzibur. And we said yesterday that this concept of Tali Bebezd and Tali Bedas Atzmo is important for figuring out the Chiyuv of a Yachid and the Chiyuv of a Tzibur. Are they the same or not? Rush assumes that it should be the same. And if Tzibur is considered Tali Bedas Atzman, even without knowledge, the Rush assumes the Yachid should be as well. The Yachid should be as well. I don't know that that's necessarily the same. That's what we were talking about yesterday. And you can understand well why operating within a tzibur would be different than a yachid. Okay. But then the Rush brings another proof from yachid. V'yamrina nami ze'aklal, the end of our Mishnah. Atolu ba'atzmo chayev, lasui mevayit bo'ora. Mi sheragil levayit bo'ora. Afal pisha'atu hu maskimim bezdin. Mikri tolu ba'das atzmo. V'lo kol shkein kol adam she'en datu maskemes in bezdin. The Rush wants to bring a case from the other example the Gemara learns from our Mishnah, which we're going to use as a transition to get there. Mevayit Bohara. So Mevayit Bohara is someone who agrees with Bezdin in this case, but in general doesn't follow Bezdin. That's enough of a reason to make him Tolu B'das Atzmo. For sure, someone who disagrees in this case, even if he doesn't know. That's the Rush's point. The question is, how will the Rambam and the Meiri answer this proof of the Rush? I think obviously it depends on how you understand the case of Mevayit Bohara. What makes someone Mevayit Bohara? So Rashi says what the Tosas Rush says here, that it's talking about someone who in general doesn't accept the Psak of Bezdin, right? And I think one could explain it from the word Mevayit as opposed to Beit. It's not someone who rejected here, but he rejects in general. He rejects in general. The Chiddush here, is me'ever, right? What's the chiddush here beyond the case of someone who knows they made a mistake? What's the chiddush of this case in the Mishnah? So let's take a look at the Pirush Mishnayis of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, anyone remember what the chiddush is according to the Rambam? Tolo bi'atzmo, the Pirush Mishnayis. V'afilu lo hi'abara etzlo shato, ela she'ein darka shi'yase ala rasam, ela tov be'enav. He says the case of Yad HaShato is where he's sure they made a mistake. That's Tolu B'das Atzmo. Here he's not sure. He's not sure. Mevayit Bohara. Here he's not sure. But since in general he doesn't follow Bezdin, so here his decision, even though he's not sure, is a decision made on his own anyway. even though he's not sure.
He's not sure, so he's just following what Beit Din is saying.
So you would say he's following, but since he's generally not a follower, we don't view his following here as following. He's doing what he wants, even though he's not sure.
He's not sure what.
Whether the Beit Din's right or not.
But in general, he only listens to Beit Din according.
In general, that's what he wants. The Tosfos Rosh goes even further. The Tosfos Rosh says that he's considered Tala B'Das Atzmo even if he agrees with Beit Din here. Right? Remember the words of the Tosfos Rosh? Even if he agrees with the Beit Din here, he's considered Mevayev. Because the bottom line is that he is doing it because of his own opinion. He doesn't know if they're right or not. He doesn't know. It seems to him that they're right. You know, meaning he agrees with them, whatever level of opinion he has, of knowledge he has. He's still not considered... What did you say?
One shift to lunch.
12 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So again, he may agree with them here. He may agree with them here. But he's still considered Tola B'Das Atzmo because he generally doesn't follow them. According to this understanding, one could answer the kasha of the Tosfos Rosh, the proof of the Tosfos Rosh, and say that this case is different. Why? Why is it Tosfos Rosh wanted to prove from this case of Mevayed Bahara that in a case where you don't agree with Beit Din, even if you don't have knowledge, you're Tola B'Das Atzmo, right? Because if here you're Tola B'Das Atzmo, for sure there, that was the point of Tosfos Rosh made. How will the Rambam and the Meiri, who say that in order to be considered Tola B'Das Atzmo, you need to be a certain type of person who has a certain type of knowledge in general, how will they explain Mevayed Bahara? You can say Mevayed Bahara is different because he has a history. He has a history. That history makes him separate. That history makes him independent. Because he's generally a person who operates on his own. He's not viewed here as Tali Beit Din. He, by definition, defines himself otherwise. So again, according to the Rambam, we can say, well, you don't have a history, you're considered Tali B'Das Beit Din, unless you have a real Chachma, you're Roy Lahora, you're Gamir, you're Savir. Not just of this issue, but in general. If all you know is this issue, your idea of this issue is nothing, like the Rambam writes. The idea of an Amaret in general is nothing. Here we're talking about a case where you have a history of being independent. You have a history of being independent, so then even if you don't have knowledge, you're independent. That's what we could say according to the traditional understanding of Mevayed Bahara. I say the traditional understanding of Mevayed Bahara because if Mishnah understood from the Rambam, in Mishnah Torah, a different understanding of Mevayed Bahara. Let's take a look. He says, at the very end of the Ram, last four lines, V'cheinim tala bi'atzma, v'yocha chalav akev v'shahur lahatir, lo b'pnei horasan, el b'pnei shehu mutar b'dato, harei zechayiv chatas kvua b'pnei atzma. The Rambam writes some case, a person who does it, not because of what Beit Din said, but because it seems right to him. Harei zechayiv chatas kvua b'pnei atzma. What's he talking about? He's not talking about where a person knows otherwise, because that's what he mentioned earlier. This is the end of Halacha. What's he talking about? So the Keshev Mishnah quotes this Rambam, and he says, he refers to the Zeh HaKlal, HaTol HaBiyatma Chayv La'asui, Yimai La'asui, Mevayit Bo'ra, V'nir Ali, Sh'Rabbeinu Mefarish, T'haynu Sh'omer, Sh'lo Yehu Tzorach La'arosam B'zeh, Sh'kvar Ayahu Yodeh Sh'mutter. Rambam says, the Keshev Mishnah says, what does the Rambam mean here? What is he referring to? He's referring to Mevayed Bahara. What does Mevayed Bahara mean? Not where he has a history. Where he's doing what he's doing because it seems right to him. I understand what's the relation between this and the case of Yada Shato or Talmud Shehegiya Lahora. Everyone understands what I'm asking? The Rambam wrote earlier, the Talmud Shehegiya Lahora, such a person, he thinks they're wrong, he's considered Tala B'Atzma. But Amaretz is Pater, because Ein Yediyaso B'Yisur and Yediyah Vadois. That's what the Rambam wrote in the middle of Halacha Hei. Now in the end of Halacha Hei, he talks about a person who's doing it not because of them, but because it's Mutter to himself. He's Chayiv Chatas Kvua, meaning he's not included in the Tzibur. He's not considered Tala B'Das Beit Din. He's Tala B'Das Atzma. And the Keshev Mishnah says this is what the Rambam understood Mevayed Bahara to be. Meaning, no, Mevayit Bahara, Keshe Mishnah understands from the Rambam, is not someone who did it in the past. Just someone who feels here that they're wrong. He is Chayiv Chatas, that's the whole point of the Rambam. Let's read it again. Four lines in the line. V'cheinim tala bi'atzmo, v'yachol chelev akev v'shahor lahatir, lo mepnei horasan. Elam b'nei shehu motor b'dato. Harei zechayev chatas kuvah b'fnei atzmo. Right? He's not telling you b'bezdin. He's telling you b'atzmo. I don't understand. How does this relate to the things we saw before? If he were mazed, he wouldn't be bringing a carbon at all, right? So, similarly, his shogeg, like the Gemara says throughout the sugi here, is that he thinks he needs to listen to the Bezdin anyway, even though he's sure they're wrong. I'm not following you.
What's the difference between an Amharit and a
Bezdin? That's a question we're asking. By Amharit, the Rambam says he's considered Tola Bezdin, right? But here, he says he's Tola Be'atzmo. What's the difference? Okay, that's the question we're asking. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Meaning, according to the first pshat, which most Rishonim say, the uniqueness of this case is that it's a person who in general has a history of not following Bezdin. So that history makes whatever he's doing now, according to the Tosh Rosh, even where he agrees with Bezdin, to be insignificant. Because his agreeing here is because he happens to agree. Not because of Bezdin, he doesn't respect Bezdin. But here, according to the Kesh Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, that we're not talking about someone with a history. We're talking about a person who, in this case, feels it's mutter.
We don't know if he's referring to non-Arabs. Maybe he's someone who's knowledgeable.
But that's what we case before. Why is he mentioning the case again now? He mentioned the case already, no? And that's exactly the point the Kesh Mishnah is making. This is the case of Mevayit Bahara. Not the same case, right? What is the uniqueness of Mevayit Bahara? What makes someone Mevayit Bahara? So, I think the only thing we can build off in the Rambam here is when he says Mipnei Shehu Mutar Bedato. Mipnei Shehu Mutar Bedato. Meaning, here we're talking about a case where someone is sure that he's right. He's sure that he's right. As opposed to he thinks that he's right. Meaning, when Bezdin says something and one of them thinks they're wrong, he thinks they're wrong. Okay, so then he needs a certain knowledge in order to really be separate from Bezdin. But where he's sure they're wrong, he's Mevayet Bohra. He totally rejects the Hora. So then he's Tali Be'atzmo, even where he's an Amaret, even where he doesn't know. So again, that would also knock off the proof of the Rush, because this is a unique case. Meaning basically you have to, the way you would reject the proof of the Rush from Mevayet Bohra to the first case of Yad HaShatah is to say that Mevayet Bohra is a unique case. How can you explain why Mevayit Bahara is a unique case? Either the first explanation, according to how most understand Mevayit Bahara, because you have a history. So you have a history, so that's why here, when you don't follow, you know, when you do follow, it doesn't mean anything. The second way of explaining it is that here you're sure that they're wrong. When you're sure that they're wrong, so then you're totally b'das atzmo, because you're sure. What? Yeah.
So when the Rambam was explaining the Yachid, he doesn't have the idea that he's just assuming that most of the things don't.
He thinks they're wrong, right? Okay. He thinks they're wrong, right?
If he's sure, doesn't that make him an amazing?
No, he's sure they're wrong, but he follows it because he thinks it's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. That's the Gemara explains by all these cases where the Shogeg come from. Right? Which is the point we're going to be getting to tomorrow. At least the first, we'll see how much we get done tomorrow. The Gemara asks, continuing on Beis Amid Beis, if the person knows better than the Bezdin, so then he's mazed, not shogeg. He knows better and he does it anyway. Why is he shogeg? Why is he bringing a karban? He knows it's wrong. What does the Gemara answer?
Shogeg, but
shomei alef. He's made a mistake that he thought he should listen to them. Roy Lahora, says the Gemara, Kigon man, Amaravikumon, Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoma. They were called ben Azai ben Zoma because they didn't have smich. Amalei Abaye, ki hagavna mazed hu. If they're Tamid Chachamim, they're mazed for not doing what they know is right. So the Gemara says, just one second, so the Gemara says, Elahechim Mishkachas la kigon diyada da'aser, v'katoi b'mitzvah l'shmoa divi Chachamim. They knew it was aser, but they made a mistake about the mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. What's the mistake? They thought you have to listen to the Chachamim even in this case where you know they're wrong. And that's their mistake. What an unbelievable statement, right? Because I thought you have to listen to the Chachamim all the time, right? What do you mean when you know they're wrong? What does that mean?
So why did they bring a chatat for?
What?
What did they bring a chatat for?
They bring a chatat for doing a chet b'shogeg.
Because listening to the Chachamim makes it.
They were shogeg in the mitzvah of listening to the Chachamim. another question we're asking is, what does it mean that we're showing the mitzvah to listen to the chacham? That's the whole point. You're supposed to listen to the chacham even, only when you think they're right. What's pshat? That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. That's Os Dalid. Why is there mitzvah to listen to the chacham? When is there mitzvah to listen to the chacham? How do you balance between halachic authority and a person's own knowledge? I'm not going to say moral conscience. I'm not saying the words moral conscience. The reason why is because people think today, mistakenly, that the chum tell you the halacha, but it doesn't make sense with your moral values. That's not what we're talking about. Yadah shetah means you know the sugya, you know the halacha, you know Judaism better. And that's the shah that we're talking about. Not someone, like you have today, we have the halacha, we have the Torah, so it doesn't make sense to me. I'm not going to do that. That's wrong. It's not wrong. You're wrong. Right? We're talking about where a person has information, has, knowledge, has understanding of halacha. So that's what we're talking about. Where a person, the chachamim, the bezin, tells us the halacha, but you know the sugya better. So not only does the Gemara seem to say that you shouldn't listen, but if you did listen, you made a mistake, right? You were toa the mitzvah, the shema devei chachamim. So this is an important thing, right? That's why I said in the beginning of the week that what we're doing here is a very sensitive and important sugya. And not only is there a mitzvah to listen to the chachamim, but if you don't listen, if you're a big rabbi who doesn't listen, you're the echad mehem, and you go around saying otherwise, what happens to you?
Stone.
Zaken mamre. It's not, right? So I don't understand. You're supposed to listen or you're not supposed to listen. Okay, so this is what we'll see tomorrow. That's Os Dalid. And when she's Os Dalid, and if we finish Os Dalid tomorrow, maybe we'll add a few more makoros for Os Dalid. If we finish Os Dalid tomorrow, we're going to go back to Einashev Midiyasa. Remember that Gemara in the bottom of Beis Amid Avos that we skipped with Rav and Rav Yochanan and Rava, the one that the Keren Ora and others were referring to. It's a little bit complex. Maybe we'll even start it tomorrow so we can finish it on Thursday.
Okay.
Yes.
Why is it referred to as a Mabad Rehorah if it's sweet was that he listened to the Chacham?
Why is he called Roy Lahora?
Mabat
Mivayet. Mivayet Bohora. Well, one way of explaining Mivayet Bohora is that he's a person who consistently doesn't listen to Bezdin, right?
But if you're not going, that's the history.
So you guys, sorry?
You're going with the explanation of the Hazan Mishnah, it's not the history. But
right. He's Mivayet Bohora here because he's sure they're wrong, right?
So it's his thought that's Mivayet Bohora, but not his action.
Well, his action also is Mevayet, but anyone who disagreed would be Mevayet then, right? Anyone who's doing differently would be Mevayet. I think the Mevayet here is his surety that they are wrong. That's what makes it Mevayet. In his mind, he totally rejects it, as opposed to thinking it's wrong.
So he disagrees, but then he follows them anyway.
Right, that's the shogeg. The shogeg is that he followed them anyway, even though he knew they were wrong. And this is considered Tola Biatzmo, right? Sorry?
When he brings his korban, we see he's shogeg of something and he's shogeg of a chatet. He's going to be shogeg of doing this, eating the chalev, or he's going to be shogeg for...
There are many ways to be shogeg. There are many different things you could be making a mistake on. For example, Shabbat. You can think it's not Shabbat. You could think this malacha is mutter. You could think malacha is mutter in general on Shabbat, right? So there's many different ofanim of how you could be shogeg. And the Gemara is explaining that here, the way you were shogeg was, your mistake was, thinking you need to listen even though you know it's wrong.
Well,
you bring a korban because you did something you would be chayiv kares for. If you thought you should listen to the Bezdin and made a mistake in some other way that wasn't an iser kares, you wouldn't be bringing a korban, right? It's because you ate chalev thinking it was the right thing to do. What point caused you to make the mistake? It could be you didn't know it was chalev. It could be, right? There could be all kinds of things. Here it's a case where you knew it was asis. So what was the mistake? He thought he should listen to the Bezdin, right? Well, there are many forms of shogeg. You could be shogeg in a lot of different points, right?
But it has to be in order to...
Here, in this case, where you know it's wrong, so what was the shogeg? Now, the case on the bottom of Beis Amid Aleph is where Bez Din Paskin about the chalev and you meant to eat something else. That's a different kind of shogeg. But again, that's a complex case, right?
The word included with the keyword has to be the same kind of shogeg.
I don't know if that's... Yeah, right. Of course, to be included with the keyword, your shogeg has to be... The hora of Bezdin. You have to be told about that's Bezdin, right? And that was what would make it to really one thing, yeah. We're done. People can listen to each other's questions if you want. Yes.